and let them have dominion.
The kingdom of God is within people. It's the advancement of the people that is advancement
because
of the kingdom.
Faith must be backed by
the assignment of this ministry is found from that verse.
You're onto a word encounter as Pastor David Ogbeli ministers God's word to you with simplicity and power. God bless you.
He created them to control the earth, to control the circumstances on earth, just like God controls the heavenlies. How can one person be having over proposal and somebody is not having at all? Get the anointing on your head. I'm sent here this morning with just one word, though. It's one word. Anointing is the key to breakthroughs. The Bible said the anointing breaks the yoke. Why don't you show it to them? Isaiah 10, 27. In that day, the burden shall be taken off from off your shoulder. I don't know what burden you are carrying. I don't know what yoke you have been carrying. The yoke should be removed from off their neck because the anointing destroys the yoke. I don't know what has been weighing you down. What problem you've been carrying on your head. It's time to mark you for breakthrough. It's time to mark you for greatness. PCJ, here is the issue. The issue is that dominion begins with anointing. Adam lost dominion when he lost the spirit. David was transported from a shepherd boy to a king by the anointing. I think I need to read that one. 1 Samuel chapter 16. And Saul lost his position as a king by losing the spirit. I'm in 2 Samuel. 1 Samuel chapter 16. Find it for me, you know. And Samuel poured the horn of oil on his head. That's from verse 11. No, I don't want to read much. Let's get to where he took, verse 13, he took a horn of oil and anointed him. That's David. We're talking about David. How his destiny changed. He took a horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brethren. Now. And the Spirit of the Lord did what? Came upon him from that. How come every time the Holy Spirit is to fall from heaven, he only lands on the head of David? Anytime an anointing is falling, it's David's head. Why? He was marked with the oil. So you see the role of the anointing oil is not the Holy Spirit. Oh. I know somebody said it's Holy Spirit in a bottle. It's not Holy Spirit. Everyone say it's a symbol of the Holy Spirit. Say it's a mark. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God. It's not oil. For example, it can fall like a dove. It can fall like fire. It can fall like mantle. For example, the day Elijah was ascending, the mantle of Elijah, prophetic mantle, fell. How did he know where to fall? Do you know somebody that was heading to the third heaven? A mantle can start falling and the wind will carry it to America. How come he came and dropped on one man by the name of who? Elisha. Go and read. He was plowing with 12 yokes of oxen when Elijah came and marked him. Do you know, I can just walk in here. It doesn't matter when I'm coming from market. It doesn't matter whether you just pulled me from where I'm digging pits. It doesn't matter whether we are in a building project and you see me carrying planks. Sometimes I walk too, you know. Or maybe I'm just carrying cement. I can just walk in and you just play one worship song. It will fall on me. You know why? I'm marked. There's oil on my head. There's oil on my head. The Holy Spirit doesn't fall on every head. Breakthrough does not pursue everybody. The blessing does not follow everybody. Psalm 23 said, He anointed my head with what? Oil. And my cup does what? Run it over. That's Psalm 23. Look at the next thing that he said. He now said, goodness and mercy shall do what? Follow me. How many days? All day. Once. Hey, lift up your hands. This thing is falling again. It's falling here. It's falling here. We're going to see some strengthening this weekend. We're going to see some move of God here this weekend. We're going to see some strange things here this weekend. How does the Holy Spirit know where to go? Where he has a seal of ownership. God knows what belongs to him. He doesn't take what does not belong to him. Everyone lift up your hands. Say, Lord, I surrender my life to you. I am your property. I am yours. You know what surrender means? To give up. Give up your own ambition. Give up your own pursuit. And say, Lord, your vision becomes my vision. In the surrender that Jesus taught, there is self-denial. I let go of my own self. I want to be used for your purpose. I consecrate myself to you, Lord. Seal me with your heavenly emblem. Seal me with the Holy Spirit. There are people that will carry fire in this 2014 that we are stepping into. And they're going to start now. They're going to carry the Ark of Covenant. Every battle that comes your way will be, the enemy will be destroyed before you even shoot an arrow. Because of the presence of God. Open up your mouth and just say something to the Lord. There's something that is going on here. I see an invisible man. He's here. He's sealing people. He's sealing people. People that the enemy cannot touch. Businesses that will explode. People that will carry their next level of millions. He's sealing people.
Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 11. Let me show you something. 11, 12, 13. In whom we have obtained an inheritance. How does this inheritance know where to go? Being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his good will. Verse 12. That we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Jesus. I'm created to be to the praise of God's glory. I am his glory. I am his image. I read that for you at the beginning of this. God wants to glorify himself in your life. That's the point. Verse 13. In whom ye also trusted after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. Usually when you hear the gospel, you give your life to Christ. And that's what it's talking about. In whom also, after you believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. It comes after salvation. The individual is sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. What do you mean by after salvation? It comes during salvation. When people finish receiving Christ, that's the last element in the seven processes that take place when a man is giving his life to Christ. He hears the gospel. He repents of his sin. He believes and accepts what Jesus does for him. He confesses him as his Lord and Savior. Then his sins are washed away. His spirit is recreated and changed. The old heart is taken away. A new heart comes inside. But once God finishes that work of personal transformation, he seals the man. The last job is he seals him with the Holy Spirit of promise. Then salvation is a completed job. The man is a new creation. Satan knows this one is not his property. Psalm 89, verse 20. Let me give you seven blessings. You can sit down and take this and I'll send you home. Seven rewards, seven. I've mentioned a number of them. Seven rewards that come once the anointing is on your life. Seven. But I've mentioned some. You know, there are more,
but I'm just giving you seven listed in one place. I found David, my servant, with my holy oil have I anointed him. First reward, first benefit. Yes, verse 21. With whom my hand shall be established, and my arm also shall strengthen him. The first thing the anointing does is that it brings enablement. You have abilities that are beyond your natural ability. There is strength, ability that comes from that. Number two, verse 22. You have to move fast. I want to close. The second thing the anointing does is that the enemy shall not exert upon him, nor the son of wickedness afflict him. So anointing destroys affliction. The devil is not allowed to torture or torment or afflict that person. If you, before the devil can torment somebody that belongs to Christ, the first thing is that the person must lose the anointing. That's what Adam lost. He fell from dominion. And there are examples of such people in the Bible. You remember Saul, the first king of Israel. Why don't I show you that one? I think that will be enough. But there are other examples. You remember Samson and Delilah. The scripture said, and the spirit of God departed from Samson. What happened? The Philistines captured him and oppressed him. You can't be tormented by Satan while you are anointed. It's not possible. One has to go. I think I need to show you this Saul's case. 1 Samuel chapter 17. 1 Samuel chapter 17. David was anointed. Chapter 16, verse 14. But the spirit of the Lord departed from who? Saul. What happened? An evil spirit from the Lord troubled him. That's how the Old Testament puts it, from the Lord. God is not the one that puts evil spirit. It's just that there is no vacuum in nature. So that there is light or darkness. If you remove light, what will fill the space? Darkness. There are many cases like that. A tormenting spirit started troubling him. Keep, protect the anointing on your life. Protect the anointing on your life. Once you are anointed, there are things the devil does to get you to lose it. Don't yield to that. One of them is strife, bitterness. If you have read Matthew chapter 18, you will see that there is something else that allows tormenting spirit to come over people. It's unforgiveness. Matthew 18 said, that one that refused to forgive his brother is handed over to tormentors. If you notice, part of Saul's problem is envy against David. Am I correct? And each time he gets into that envy, this evil spirit takes over him. Each time David plays the harp, the anointing of the Holy Ghost comes, the evil spirit leaves him. Because the two cannot be there at the same time. Maybe I should show it to you. But I'm sure you believe me. You can read down and see it. The people said, the people that work with him, he's a king. Oh, they said, it's a king. Demons are tormenting you. Please, let's look for you, somebody who know how to worship, who know how to play under the anointing. And they went and found David. And anytime David plays, the anointing follow him, evil spirit leave. Can you see demons can live without commanding them? Anointing ejects them. So we can use our authority, the name of Jesus, to command them to live. But you can displace them. There's deliverance by displacement. The way light drives away darkness. Spirit infilling drives away. It is so serious that the Bible said aprons were taken from Paul. Handkerchiefs that has tapped into the anointing he was carrying. And they took it to people that were sick. The sicknesses departed and evil spirits left them. Because I read it for you in Isaiah 10, 27. The anointing breaks the yoke. A young man took an handkerchief from one of my meetings. That day I prayed for people who had clots. I wanted their loved ones who did not come for the program to get healed. But miracles were happening. And he took it and went to Ienu Hospital in Anambra State. And when he got there, the person he was coming to visit, a relative, had died. And they've covered him. He said, but my pastor said, no matter the situation, he carried the handkerchief and put it under that place. The lady that was under the sheet got up. The Holy Spirit, and I know the Bible. And I know that it works. It does not fail. One displaces the other. That's why a person that carries the anointing does not fear charms. Charms are energized by demons, evil spirits. A person that carries the anointing does not fear that. What's this thing? Can you imagine shelters fearing mosquito? Can you imagine fire fearing lobber? When he said the anointing breaks the yoke, he said anointing does to yokes, sicknesses, demons, what fire does to rubber. It burns it. What acid will do to human flesh if you pour it. The way you see eat up that flesh. That's what the anointing does. It eats up satanic oppression. He said, I don't know what it is. It's in my head. It's moving up and down. Just transfer anointing to that head. That thing breaks. This will prepare you for what I'm going to show you next. The purpose why God raised men of God in the church. To make sure that anointing is not absent in society. Because there are problems that no government can solve. No networking can solve. Money cannot solve. Connection cannot solve. It's only the anointing that can deal with it. There are problems your father cannot solve. There are problems your uncles cannot solve. There are problems that government cannot solve for you. Even if you like, no Jonathan, one-on-one. That's why God put ministry, the prophet, put minister, pastors on the earth. People now suffer because they are not able to discern the gift of God. You see, David would take a harp, instrument, just like you're doing, and play. It's worship. And then Saul was refreshed and was well, and the evil spirit departed from him. Did you see? There's nothing like come out. It's just the presence of God introducing the place, evil spirit run away. Because demons can't stand the power of God. If I start deliverance now, can you see? If the anointing that we release on them, they will be screaming, ah! Fire! Because there is no other element in creation, not chloroquine, not HIV drug that can affect demons. They will just drink it. You know, when a demon is causing a sickness, when you inject injection, you just eat it like breakfast and continue. Any sickness you see that is chronic, that defies treatment, has a demonic power behind it. 80% of our afflictions are spiritual. They are demonic. 80% of human afflictions are demonic. You see a case, pretty, beautiful, marry, wahala, demonic. Get the anointing on your head. I said, get the anointing on your head. Do we have oil at all in this house today? You have. Where are they? You have two bottles. Beautiful. I don't even have the time to lay hands on everybody. I might touch one or two. What is going to happen in a few minutes now? I'm going to pray. I think I'm showing you benefits. Let me show you five more. Go back there, Psalm 89. Yeah, we have passed this. I found David, my servant, anointed with my oil. I've shown you where he happened. it happened. Number one is that no enemy can defeat him. No enemy can exert upon him. So before they could do that to Saul, who was the king before David, he has to lose the anointing. And right after that, the next thing is that the Philistines captured him and killed him. So having the anointing is security against demonic powers. Losing it is making yourself open. In this world where people are wicked, some take other people's children to some place to destroy them. Some take other people's children that they will never get married. Jealous everywhere. How can you live without supernatural covering? Because there is no dominion without divine enablement, without the anointing. I've given you two. Am I correct? Let's see if we can pick out a few more. Verse 23. I will beat down his foes before his face and plague those that hate him. One of the things the anointing does is that if you have it, your enemies are always defeated. And anybody that curses you get cursed. Anybody that hates you messes up his life. Remember what he did for Abraham. He said, I will curse them that curse you. I will bless them that bless you. What happens is that you become a fertile soil. People who do things for you get blessed. And people who also attack you get a lot of bad things happen to them. This one manager is a big guy in the office. I said, look at how God has been blessing you. You want to fall. You want to lose this prosperity. It's attacking a young Christian girl, a copper that just came newly. He asked her out. The girl said no. So he vowed that he will make her life miserable. I said, did she disrespect you? Did she, if it's a different thing, if she came out and started insulting you? She has right to say no. The body is her body. Apart from that, she's a Christian. Even if she's not a Christian, she has right to say no. Is it by force? But I know this man. His very good friend is my friend, and that one is born again. But they are friends. They are both managers. If I call, let me leave her. They are both managers of banks. So it's his friend that is my friend that told me. So one day, two of them, I met them. So I said to him, you want to fall? See how things are going well for you. You want to fall? You want to lose this thing? He said, Pastor, that ordinary copper. I can share affect. I said, anybody is a child of God, stay away from them. Unless they are fake. If that girl is a genuine Christian, you are about to. He didn't listen. 6 months passed. I'm talking about 2013. I've gone to Accra. I don't live in Nigeria. But one day I came in, I came for ordination of pastors in Enugu. And then his friend brought him. They didn't only kick him out, they accused him of stealing. And he was crying to me. He said, Pastor, I did not steal that money. They put a major whatever and arrested him with handcuffs to the police. Finally, he got a bail. The case is still in the court. And he's being charged with a couple of millions, a lot of money that he was going to pay, plus the job, plus his name that had been messed up. And he comes. By this time, he has forgotten the copper I was talking about in January. He has forgotten about that. He's now talking about his problem. I said, you mean you went to jail? He said, yes. He said, the case is not over. If they convict me of this, I might go to jail, plus the fact that I have to pay. He said, Pastor, trust me. If you're a man of God, I will not be lying to you. At least I will tell you the truth so you can ask God to forgive me. And I believe him. I believe him. That he's not the one that took the money. He said, but management in Lagos sat down without... I said, were you not the one I was talking to in January of 2013 to leave that small copper alone? He said, Pastor, that copper. I said, where is the copper? He said, I frustrated that she left, but I learned that she was given a job by our whatever in Lagos. She's in Lagos now. She's no more in Enugu. That girl is in the same bank with a full-blown job now. She finished her this thing, whether it's November, according to them, and started full-blown work. But she was given that full-blown work while still serving. That is confirmed in this present time of downsizing and all that. Oga manager facing trial. I told him, okay, I'll pray for you, but only on one condition. Go and find a girl in Lagos. Buy her a gift and apologize to her. He said, Pastor, if that's the only way the thing will work, I'll do it too. But he said, Pastor, is that one not too harsh? How can you expect me to go and apologize to that small girl? God beats down your enemies. Even some you don't even know. He slaps them. He takes up the fight. Is it good to carry the anointing or not? He didn't say you won't have enemy, but he said they will suffer. Me, I no go suffer. I no go beg for bread. Sing it with me. Me, I no go suffer. I no go beg for bread. God of miracles.
Now my papa. Oh. Now my papa. Oh.
God of miracles. Me, I no go suffer.
I no go beg for bread. Me, I no go suffer. I no go beg for bread.
God of miracle.
Now my papa. Oh. Now my papa. Oh.
God of miracle. I was with a friend of mine. We're trying to cross a security point at the international airport, you know, where you remove all the things and you push your bag. While I was just removing stuff, one of the ladies there ran and started helping me to. He told his friend, "Leave him, he's my pastor, he's my pastor." I said to her, "Madam, even if I'm your pastor, I still want to pass through security. But anyway, we don't carry bomb, we carry the anointing. We don't carry weapons of mass destruction. We carry the weapons of mass deliverance, mass salvation." But anyway, I passed. As I crossed the other side to put on my shoe, see the people that are doing the thing on the floor. Well, I said to the Holy Spirit, if I do what is you are telling me to do now, won't it mess up what they are doing here? He said, go ahead and do it. I just said, it went under the power where they were doing their work. I carried my bag, dressed up, and crossed and went. The next time I came to pass that place, and one of those guys was there. Is that Reverend? I didn't know when you passed the other time again. You know, the wind just blew us, all of us out. He said, I had this seed, I've been holding it since that day. Thank God I have it around today. I was praying, oh God, let him pass here. I said, why do you want to give me seed? You know, these are the ones that ask you money. Reverend, greet us, so happy Christmas, even when there is no Christmas. You know, when you can make a policeman sow seed. I had two policemen, my oddlies, that work with me. Mobile policeman. Every now, one day, one gave me 50G. I say, this policeman is now a converted one. Please. If I'm a good state, he told me all the charms they gave him with which he's doing and how I talked to him and said, there is something else stronger than charm. Don't leave this and then you don't get this. When you throw away what the devil offers, grab the anointing. So he was telling me the oppression, they wait for an event, you know, and bullets were flying. his friend was shot, who was beside him, the other one was shot. He said he cannot explain. He has a small book he was reading. He showed me the book where the bullet got trapped in his hand. I said to him, it has to be supernatural, because that book is not enough to stop a bullet. He will tear the thing into pieces as he gets you. I said, maybe God just wanted to show you a sign. I will beat down his foes before his face. I told Pastor Sarah, I said, I was now passing the airport. They took me, moved me to a place. All the while I passed that international airport, it is biscuit. If you go to the lounge, biscuit, mineral, maybe, you know, some of those things they put there, bread with some stuff inside. This time I was eating fried rice and chicken. And I was looking for where the rice came from. I went to the stand. I didn't see it. I looked for every other person eating it. I didn't see it. And I was wondering, what is going on here? What is this special treatment? The lady ran in and knelt down. He said, when you blew on the people, the sickness I have carried since I was 16 years, God healed. I said, so you people get this kind of food inside here. Where do you people, who do you now give it to? Is it the president or what? Since that day, each time I pass, I will eat fried rice, chicken. I don't want to be the enemy of the man that God anoints. I don't want to be his enemy. You will get a plague. You will end up with some sickness you don't know. You end up with some problems you don't know where it's coming from. Because you get angels attacking you. And I don't want that. Verse 24. But my faithfulness and my mercy shall be with him. In my name shall his horn be exalted. There are two things that anointing does. If I start with the second one, once the anointing is on you, it exalts your authority. Horn is authority. That's what it means, spiritual authority. You see all this, in the name of Jesus, come out. The demons obey. Another person talks, nothing is happening. One person speaks to the heaven, let the rain stop, it obeys. Another person talks, nothing happens. The anointing enforces your authority. Authority is the power to command, but the anointing is what enforces the decree. So your horn will be exalted. Your leadership will blossom. But the first part is that God's faithfulness and mercy will not fail you. When I was being trained, they taught us that there are three levels of mercy in God. There is the third and the highest he reserves for men and women that have yielded to his service. PCJ, for carrying the anointing, there are things you can do and get away with it. God will clothe. A normal believer does it, he will get into big trouble. That doesn't mean you should go and be exploiting that. But it exists for military men too. It exists for people in public service. The extra leverage they have with certain things. For example, you don't carry a diplomatic passport, but they do. I think I need to slow down on that for now. But just understand this, that the anointing also causes God's faithfulness. You don't want God to ever disappoint you. You want him to always be there when you need him. The anointing guarantees that. Anointing also guarantees his mercy. If he's lifted, it opens the man up for judgment. I know what I said now. Some people thought, do you know that the children of Israel made a golden calf and worshipped it in the wilderness? And God was angry, and 23,000 people died that day. You remember the story? The man that made the golden calf did not die. His name is Aaron. Why? He was an anointed high priest. He lived, he was an old man. Yet the people he made the golden calf for died. If you check 1 Chronicles chapter 21, David asked Joab to number Israel. God commanded through Moses that the people, his people, should never be numbered. God made a law against census in Israel in the days when they were small, because he didn't want them to start walking by sight. They had all these enemies around them. So whenever they check by number, they will not be able to have faith in their God when they are going to battle. So he made a law against it, and David went against that law and numbered them. The moment he finished conducting census, God sent punishment. He sent an angel to go and destroy Jerusalem. Guess what? When the angel got there, he killed over 70,000 people, God's people. And David ran and said, I'm the one that sinned. These people did nothing. I'm the one that ordered the census. I'm the one that did it. They were only counted. Why are you killing them? Kill me. I'm the one. Yet nothing happened. He said, Lord, you want me to show you? You can show it to them now. 1 Chronicles chapter 21. Verse 1 says, Satan provoked David to number Israel. You see that? Satan stood up against Israel and provoked David to number Israel. Go down to where David was praying. 70,000 people died because of David's sin. David was praying, I am the one that sinned. Afflict me. Leave these people. What have they done? Ooh. Look at David said to God, I have sinned greatly because I've done this thing. But now I beseech you, do away with the iniquity of thy servant, for I have done very foolishly. Go on to where. And then the Lord spoke to God, David's seer, saying, go and tell him he has the three punishments, let him choose one. But go down where the angel was killing and where he finished. And David asked God to stop punishing the people and punish him. That's the angel. The angel was destroying Jerusalem. 70,000 people died that day. The Lord sends pestilence in Israel, and there fell of Israel 70,000 men. But it's David that committed the sin. Not these guys. Anyway, finally, God was able to stop that angel that was doing the destruction. He told him it's enough. But by then, 70,000 people have died. Go down and see what David said. And David said unto the Lord, is it not I that commanded the people to be numbered? Even I, it is, that have sinned and done evil indeed. As for this sheep, what have they done? Let your hand, I pray thee, O Lord my God, be on me and on my father's house, but not on thy people, that they should be plagued. Yet not one thing happened to David. I'm trying to show you the power of the anointing, so that you will be afraid of losing it. Aaron made the golden calf. 23,000 people died. Aaron stayed alive. But he's the one that made it. The people asked for him to make it, but he made it for them. The people died. He stayed alive. After he was an old man, one day, the Lord said to Moses, this guy Aaron, I think we need to strip him of the anointing. Take him to Mount Horeb. Remove the high priestly office for him. Remove that garment. Remove the oil. And Moses took him there. The moment he removed it, death struck him. Let me tell you what happened. For more than 40 years, this guy, death was hanging around because he did something. But he can't touch him because there is something covering him. 40 years after he did it, the moment they lifted the oil for him, bah, instant, he didn't waste 1 second. He died there. Can you see the power? Go back to Psalm 89. Let me show them two more, at least three, if I can. I think I'm through with this service. Verse 25. I will set his hand also in the sea and his right hand in the rivers. I'm not going to do much explanation on this, but you know what the sea and rivers represent in the Bible. There are peoples, tongues, and kingdoms. This is a prophetic language. How many of you already know that? I don't need to explain that. Oh my God, very few people read their Bible. How many of you already know that? Yeah. It represents nations, kingdoms, and people. When he said, I will set his hand on the sea, he's talking about, I will give him influence, global influence, even across the boundaries of Israel. Anointing gives you influence. If God comes to your family and raise one anointed man, he will leave that family and put it in the map. There are some of you, nobody knows your village. But because of you, your village will be known in this nation. You know, like when we talk about Elijah, the Tishbite. Which tribe is Tishbite? Which town is that? I don't know. It's not one of the important tribes. We know about Jerusalem, Bethlehem. At least, if not for any other person, because of David, because of Jesus. Those two people came from there. You have to know that place. Where is Tishbite? But because of Elijah, that town is now. Verse 26. Influence, influence, influence. Verse 25 said, anointing gives you influence. He shall cry to me, thou art my Father, my God, and the rock of my salvation. Verse 27. And I will make him my firstborn higher than the kings of the earth. Anointing produces exaltation. It produces promotion. It produces exaltation. For Jesus, he lifted him above every other person. For David, it exalted him above other kings. The anointing will bring you exaltation. It will single you out. It makes a difference between one pastor and another pastor. I'm sure you have heard that statement. The anointing makes the difference. And the other verse, 28. My mercy will I keep for him forever. My covenant shall stand fast with him. Verse 29. His seed also will I make to endure forever, and his throne as the days of heaven. The anointing affects your offspring. It affects your children. Like I have taught, if you have listened to our tapes, the anointing is a generational gift. It passes to your offspring. If you are not yet married, or maybe you have not yet had children, put your hands on your loins. Or you are still having children, put your hands on your loins. Say, Jesus, in your holy name, I bless every seed in my loin. I release the anointing on them. Every child that comes out of my loin is going to be blessed. It's going to be a mighty man on the earth. The Bible said, the seed of the righteous shall be mighty on the earth. I release the anointing for greatness into my lineage. In Jesus' name, I terminate every generational curse. It shall not pass through me. Whatever happens in my family, it stops. In Jesus' name, amen. Carry the anointing and your generation after you will be blessed. Carry the anointing and the generation that come for you will be blessed. God makes sure that the dominion will not terminate your lifestyle. After you, some other people will rise that will be greater. After them, other people will rise that will be greater. After them, other people will rise that will be greater. After them, other people will rise that will be greater. Can I hear you say amen? I want to mark these people. Not only this December 2013, things are going to happen for you anyhow. When you give birth to children, anoint them. When you buy a property, anoint it. Find your pastor, say, anoint this car for me, dedicate it. You build a house, anoint it. Everyone stretch your hands this way. Father, we consecrate this anointing oil. Remember that the oil is not the Holy Spirit. But what happens is that the oil marks you and the Holy Spirit start coming. Breakthroughs start coming. A lot of things start coming. The things that the Holy Spirit that go along with him start coming on the individual. That's why. Stretch your hand this way. We consecrate this oil as a symbol of the Holy Spirit. Father, we want to mark your people for breakthrough. We want to mark them for favor. We want to mark them not only for this ending of the year, but for the year that is following. Kabalakataba sukoboro shotan. Thank you, Lord. Anointing breaks the yoke. Anointing breaks the yoke. I shall be anointed today with a fresh oil. Anointing breaks the yoke. Anointing makes the difference. Anointing makes the difference. I shall be anointed today with a fresh oil. Anointing breaks the yoke.
Anointing makes the difference.
Give me your hand.
I shall be anointed today with a fresh oil. Anointing.
This does not pour again.
Anointing makes the difference. Anointing makes the difference. I shall be anointed today.
In Jesus' name. In the name of God's Holy Son.
Anointing.
In Jesus' name. Anointing makes the difference. Anointing makes the difference. I shall be anointed today with a fresh oil. Anointing breaks. Go and heal the sick. Go and cast out devils. Go and do the works of God. Holy name. In Jesus' holy name. In Jesus' holy name. You will see breakthroughs will be following you. Whatever you lay those hands to do. You will see. Whatever you lay those hands to do. You will see what will be happening. The works of your hand will not fail again. It 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 will not fail. In the name of God's Holy Son. You will see where in the Bible God said, anoint their hands, anoint their ear. It's not only the head that is anointed. He even said to anoint their feet. So that wherever the soles of their feet shall tread, God gives it to them. It's not only the head. He said, anoint their hands. I have anointed hands. I have anointed hands. In the name of God's Holy Son. In the name of God's Holy Son. In the name of God's Holy Son. There is no need to struggle. There is no need to struggle. Struggling is over in your life. Struggling is over. The priest is anointed in his hand, in his ear. And on his head. I have anointed hands. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. In the name of Jesus Christ, God's Holy Son. In 2014, you are marked for breakthroughs. You will see things pursuing you, the blessing and overtaking you. The blessing pursuing you and overtaking you. Father, I also pronounce total healing and well-being. Make sure she's in the next service I'm going to go. There is something else God is trying to do in her body. In the name of Jesus.
Have you been impacted by this message? Please share your experience with Pastor David Ogbwele. Email address dominionimagemedia@yahoo.com or call 0803-435-7959. 0803-590-9900.